It was meant to relieve the burden on families caring for children with a disability, but frustrating stories are continuing to emerge about how the National Disability Insurance Scheme is failing to improve their lives. Caroline Winter reports.
It's been just over 3 years since the NDIS came to be, but these parents say the kinks are far from ironed out.
We were better before it, absolutely.
Chloe Letica's two children have autism and connective tissue disorder, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and says the bureaucratic battle with the NDIS never ends.
We're put on the waiting list for my son's assessment to confirm that he is still just as autistic as he was at seven, nearly 12 months ago now. And I have a meeting this Friday to, again, assess his plan. It's beyond frustrating. It costs about $2,000.
Julie Mavlian's initial experience with the NDIS was positive. But that changed when the funding for her 18-year-old son, who has autism, was halved because he spent so long waiting for services and the time to use the money expired.
We were told by numerous sources, if you don't spend all of your money, you will lose it. And I've put in supporting letters to say that the reason why we hadn't used it is because we'd spent so long on wait lists, and it really didn't seem to make any difference whatsoever.
For this woman, we'll call Sonia, her nightmare began well before NDIS funding was approved for her baby daughter.
It was 157 days from when I first approached to me being granted her access.
Her 18-month-old has developmental delays due to a rare genetic deletion at birth, and Sonia's angry she had to wait so long to get help.
It's really stressful. There is so much information and it's so complicated and so confusing.
Mary Sayers, CEO of Children and Young People with Disability Australia, says these experiences are indicative of a bigger problem.
We're all realistic that this is a really great initiative. However, we're still having lots of teething problems, but these problems are getting worse and worse.
A national survey of 189 young people with a disability and carers of children with a disability found more than two-thirds had difficulty or weren't able to access the services and supports they needed. 70% had problems with the NDIS planning process, and more than 40% faced barriers to accessing the scheme. But in a statement to AM, an NDIA spokesperson defended the scheme, saying that for 92% of parents, their child's development had been improved.
More than 300,000 Australians benefit from the NDIS, including almost 117,000 children aged 18 years and under. Recent surveys found 88% of NDIS participants rated their overall experience with the NDIS planning process as good or very good.
The spokesperson added the federal government has introduced initiatives to ensure children receive support faster, with a plan to cap wait times for plan approvals at 50 days. But Mary Sayers believes more needs to be done.
The fact that people who are working in the system don't really understand child development and don't understand family-centred practice.
That's Mary Sayers, the Chief Executive of Children and Young People with a Disability Australia, ending Caroline Winter's report.